The Bundren family's world crumbles when matriarch Addie takes her final breath in their Mississippi farmhouse. Outside her window, her eldest son, Cash, meticulously builds her coffin, each saw stroke echoing through the stifling summer air. This striking image sets the stage for one of literature's most harrowing journeys, a family's quest to honor their mother's dying wish to be buried 40 miles away in Jefferson with her blood relatives. What follows is no simple funeral procession, but a nightmarish odyssey that will test each family member's resolve and expose the complex web of love, resentment, and madness binding them together. The Bundrens are a study in damaged humanity. Ants, the selfish patriarch who hides behind a facade of duty. Cash, the methodical carpenter whose quiet competence masks deep feeling. Darl, whose perceptive intelligence borders on supernatural. Jewel, fierce and action-oriented, born from Addie's secret affair. Dewey Dell, the only daughter concealing her pregnancy. And young Vardaman, who in his confusion famously declares, "My mother is a fish." As they load Addie's coffin onto their wagon and set off toward Jefferson, they have no idea how their journey will transform them or what secrets will surface along the way. What drives this family to undertake such an arduous journey with a decomposing corpse? Addie's final request functions as both blessing and curse, a posthumous act of agency from a woman who felt erased by conventional roles. When we finally hear her voice, we discover her disillusionment with language. Words are no good. Words don't ever fit what they're trying to say. Her request becomes her final rebellion against a life of quiet desperation. Each family member attaches different meaning to the journey. Ants hides his selfish desire for new teeth behind pious declarations. Cash demonstrates devotion through his perfectly beveled coffin. Jewel fiercely protects his mother's body, while Dewey Dell remains consumed by her secret pregnancy. Vardaman processes grief by associating his mother with a fish he caught the day she died. The coffin itself becomes a character, a physical and metaphorical burden, testing both their strength and family bonds. The journey descends into nightmare when torrential rains transform the placid river into a raging torrent. Despite warnings, ants insist they cross, a decision that leads to catastrophe. A massive log strikes the wagon, overturning Addie's coffin and shattering Cash's leg. Jewel battles the current to save his mother's coffin, while Cash, despite his injury, tries desperately to protect her body. This river crossing transforms a simple burial journey into an odyssey of mythic proportions. Nature itself seems to conspire against the Bundrens, as if the earth resists accepting Addie's body far from home. Cash's broken leg becomes another source of suffering when the family encases it in cement, a misguided attempt that becomes torture as the cement hardens and cracks, turning his leg black with gangrene. Yet Cash bears this pain stoically, repeatedly insisting, "It feels fine now," revealing the family's disturbing ability to normalize horror. As days pass in the Mississippi summer heat, Addie's decomposing body creates an unbearable stench that follows the family. Buzzards circle overhead, while in towns, people cross streets with handkerchiefs pressed to their noses. This physical decay mirrors the psychological deterioration within the family, particularly in Darl. Darl's sanity unravels through his obsessive questioning of existence. "How do you know you are?" he asks Vardaman, probing the boundaries between being and nothingness. His uncanny perceptiveness, knowing about Dewey Dell's pregnancy without being told, and sensing distant events, makes him both the family's most insightful member and its most alienated. His poetic perspective dominates until his final break with reality. The novel balances horror with dark comedy. At Samson's farm, his wife Rachel becomes the voice of moral outrage. It's an outrage, a desecration to the dead. Meanwhile, Ants insists they must fulfill their promise, though his real motivation remains hidden. This tension between the grotesque reality and the family's matter-of-fact acceptance creates a Southern Gothic atmosphere where tragedy and absurdity become inseparable. The journey's climax arrives when Darl sets fire to Gillespie's barn where Addie's coffin is stored, a desperate attempt to end the journey by destroying his mother's decomposing body. As flames spread, Jewel rushes in to save the coffin, carrying it in his arms as though it were something of enormous value. This heroic act fulfills Addie's prophecy that he would save her from water and from fire, while contrasting Jewel's protective action with Darl's destructive one. The family commits Darl to the state asylum to avoid paying damages. Cash simply states, there wasn't nothing else to do. Darl's final section, narrated in third person as he's taken away by train, reveals his complete dissociation. Darl has gone to Jackson. They put him on the train, laughing. Is it the pistols you're laughing at? I said. Why do you laugh? He said, yes, 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 yes. His fate suggests that clear-sightedness in a world of delusion leads only to madness. When the Bundrens finally reach Jefferson, each bears permanent scars from the journey. Cash risks disability from his untreated leg. Dewey Dell faces exploitation by a fraudulent pharmacist. Vardaman still struggles to comprehend death. And Darl, the most perceptive among them, has been committed to an asylum. The burial itself occurs offstage, a deliberate omission in a novel centered on a funeral journey. This narrative gap underscores the hollow nature of their achievement. The promise has been kept, but at catastrophic cost. The novel's final scene delivers a bitter punchline when Anse introduces his children to their new stepmother, a duck-shaped woman carrying a graphophone. This hasty remarriage reveals Anse's devotion was mere performance. His transformation is both physical and symbolic. He had got his hair cut, his face was different, he had new teeth. The new Mrs. Bundren represents Anse's callousness and the novel's cyclical view. One mother efficiently replaced, the family trapped in patterns of dysfunction. This novel endures by capturing fundamental truths about human existence through one rural Southern family's struggles. The Bundren's journey reveals how language both shapes and fails our understanding of reality, with each character's voice reflecting their unique worldview. Cash's methodical lists, Vardaman's fragmented associations, and Darl's poetic perceptions. The novel suggests human motivations are complex, language often inadequate, and sanity precariously balanced. Yet it also acknowledges life's stubborn persistence, embodied in Anse's immediate remarriage and new teeth, a comic resilience amid tragedy. The family's journey becomes a powerful metaphor for the human condition. We all carry burdens, make compromises, and continue forward despite overwhelming obstacles. Some break under pressure, like Darl, others endure with dignity, like Cash, or adapt through opportunism, like Anse. Faulkner creates not just a Southern Gothic masterpiece, but a meditation on our journey through life and death, and how survivors continue onward.